It's Friday, the 15th of February, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled, What's Happened to Valentine's Day? And I want to know when Valentine's Day changed, because when I was growing up, it was all about romantic love. Love between couples, or the unrequited love of the secret admirer. I would never have thought of sending a card to my parents or any other relatives. I used to watch as my school friends turned up at school, waving their coloured envelopes and counting the numbers that they'd been sent, and I would invariably just have to say that the postman hadn't been yet as my reason for not having any. And I just desperately wanted a card to arrive just to kind of reassure me that somebody else other than my family found me attractive. And now I've got kids, I find that every year now the kids are making me Valentine's cards. Now, on one level, it's quite cute. I collected the geek daughter from school yesterday and she came bouncing out carrying this card that she'd made with little red hearts that she'd cut out and stuck all over it, and really, really pleased with her effort. And she came out and I said, well, who's that for? Wondering if it might be for her, quotes, boyfriend, because she does tell me that she has a boyfriend at school now, at the age of 5. But no, she said, no, it's I made it for you, Mummy. And she brought it home and she wrote, to Mummy, happy Valentine's Day, with love in it. Now, you know, she's old enough to have decided that she wanted to make that card and to have decided that she wanted to give me. And you know, I'm kind of okay with that. But then earlier this week when I collected the geek son from nursery, I had a whole load of stuff thrust in my hand, a whole load of Valentine's themed crafts, including a laminated sheet with his handprints on it and a rather cheesy poem and a very cute photo. And, you know, it's obviously he's too little to have decided that he wanted to do that himself. So it's you know, culturally something that the nursery had done with all the kids. And I appreciate the sentiment and I see that it's a good excuse to do crafts and painting of red hearts and all that kind of thing. But it all just feels a little bit wrong to me. You know, there's a day that I'm happy for the kids to make a fuss of me and tell me that they love me. And that's Mother's Day. It's not Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a couple's thing. I mean, the Geek Daddy and I aren't big Valentine's Day people anyway. This year we agreed that we wouldn't buy each other anything and we just put the money towards getting a takeaway for dinner. So we just had a nice Chinese takeaway and sat and watched some TV. You know, we're not big Valentine's Day people, and it just feels wrong for the kids to be getting involved. Just while I'm on the subject of Mother's Day, I think I finally got the whole thing sussed, because the geek daughter did say to me on the way home from school when we were discussing this Valentine's card, she said, you can have a lie-in, Mummy, on Mother's Day and I'll bring you breakfast in bed. So I think I'm sorted there. All that said, I have had to share the photo of the geek son that nursery took with him holding a big red heart. I shall put it as the cover art for this audio boo, because it is very cute. And I look at him now at the age of 2.5 and he looks like he's going to be a bit of a heartbreaker when he's older. And I hope that's not just me being biased, although I will admit I am very biased. But you know, I think we might break some hearts with him. I don't know. I'd love to know what you think. What do you think? Are you happy for your kids to get involved with Valentine's Day? Do you think it's appropriate? Do you feel uncomfortable about it like I do? Let me know your thoughts, either as a comment to this boo or an audio boo response, or over on my blog at www.geekmummy.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for listening.